Hi everyone, it's Claire here from howtofeelhappier.com on June 1st, 2008. I wanted to share with you how rough my week has been. There is something about running a website on How to Feel Happier that means you end up feeling such a fraud if you're not feeling happy. And I've got a wonderful friend called Steph who reminds me that sometimes it's the trials and tribulations that we go through and find the answers to that actually qualify us to help other people. So this week I am feeling pretty qualified to help you guys. It's really been one of those weeks I will never forget. It started last week with my uncle dying, the family cat went missing and hasn't been seen since. Then this week I've had 4 days of a baby with a raging fever who's now teething. And to cap it all, we thought we could extend the contract on the house that we live in, that we're renting, and found out just a couple of days ago from the landlady that we can't, so we actually have to move out next weekend and don't have anywhere to go, despite months of looking. So to say I created some kind of personal rock bottom this weekend would be a bit of an understatement. I forgot to mention I'm in the middle of a divorce, which is going through a really tricky stage as well, and just returning back to work after maternity leave, so actually just about everything has come together. And if I'd done this podcast yesterday, it would have had a very different tone. I really got into the drama of what was going on. I was feeling angry, I was feeling fed up, I was feeling bitter, I was feeling like everything was conspiring against me. It felt as though there was almost nothing else that could go wrong. So what changed? Yeah, I spent a good hour last night crying, screaming at the universe, God, my higher self, the walls, whatever you want to call it, and it got me absolutely nowhere. I woke up this morning feeling even worse than I had been when I was screaming. And then something just clicked, and I realised the reason I was feeling so awful is because I was resisting all of this. I was fighting it. I was feeling angry at the landlady. I was fed up with the lawyer. I was worn out with the children. I was taking it all personally, and yet none of it was actually really meant for me. It's just stuff that was going on. And it made me realise that whatever happens in our lives, we always, always still have the choice about how we respond. Last night, I chose the drama queen. I must have about 25 degrees in drama queenness. I am so good at it. I can take any situation that's going wrong and turn it into a fascinating story that would win me an Oscar. But it just leaves me feeling awful. And I took it really so personally. It was as though everything was out to get me. So today, I had some great advice from a friend, which was just get out of the house. Yep, obviously I need to pack. There's so much to do. Ignoring the fact it was a Sunday, so I couldn't do anything about finding somewhere to live. So took the boys, went down to the local farmer's market, bought some lovely food, and we sat in the park and had a picnic. And then when I came back, they were asleep, so I just got active. And that's really the key. If you find that you're sitting there and stuff is just going round and round inside your head, you're not really going to make any difference. The only way to really shift the emotions that are going on is to get physical, is to get active. And it almost doesn't matter which action you take. It's just doing something, because that's what starts unblocking everything. Taking that first step in a direction that's not self-pity, that's not wallowing in your misery, is the first step to releasing it all and setting yourself free. And you'll soon know whether that first step was in the wrong direction. And as long as you're only taking baby steps, that's fine. It doesn't matter. You can take a tiny baby step backwards. But it's taking that first step. So this afternoon, while the boys slept, I got another 10 boxes packed. I've got plans in place that mean I've got someone coming over later in the week to look after the boys for 3 or 4 hours so I can pack the rest of the house. I've got plans in place to mean that I can actually set up the storage that I need for next weekend, and I've booked a hotel to stay in next week. And I'm suddenly starting to feel my inner peace coming back. And it's made me realise that the rug had been pulled out from underneath my life. It was as though everything I was counting on had suddenly fallen apart in the space of less than a week. And I almost think for me it had to get that extreme for me to take the lesson from it, which is, whatever it is that's going on in your life, if you can hang in there and trust and breathe and stay centered as much as you can with that sense of inner peace, you will get through it. And that's wonderful advice from a friend of mine, Diane. So my invitation to you, if any of this is resonating with you as you're listening to it today, is to start with your breathing. It's to sit up straight with a straight back and your feet on the floor so you're feeling nice and grounded. And move that breathing from wherever it is in the chest or throat area down to your stomach. And slow your breathing to half the pace. Make sure that your shoulders are nice and relaxed. And notice how much clearer your thoughts are the instant you start doing that. And my second invitation to you is, just get active. Start doing something. Let go of whether it's the perfect solution or not. Just start doing something, because as long as all you're doing is taking baby steps, it doesn't matter if it's not quite the perfect answer. So I guess I've now reached a stage where I'm quite grateful for the lesson I've been through in the last week. I'm almost looking forward to having a few days in a hotel next week, and I have no idea at all what the week after holds yet. But I know something will turn up, and I'm back to trusting, and I'm back to feeling empowered instead of put upon. And for me, that's something that's really important. So that's how my week's been. I'd love to hear your thoughts on this, so please feel free to get in touch and tell me what you think. I hope it's helped you in some way, and I will be back soon with some more ideas on how to feel happier. That was Claire from howtofeelhappier.com.